A new revised climate action bill that commits to pursue and achieve carbon neutrality no later than 2050 looks set for approval by Cabinet today. Now, as expected, it'll set out the creation of five-year carbon budgets to secure that target. The bill is a central commitment in the programme for government. It's a key objective of the Green Party, and we're going to have more on this key piece of legislation now and the other pressing issues facing government. And I'm joined by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. And I want to start, Paul, with a mandatory hotel quarantine, because just at 7 o'clock, the portal, which I'm now looking at, went live. This is available to access now for people, for the booking portal for mandatory hotel quarantine. What further detail do we now have?
Yeah, the portal is now live, and that means that anyone coming in from these 33 designated states from 4 a.m. on Friday the 26th is going to have to avail of mandatory hotel quarantine. And in its release, the Department of Health says that the first facility which is going to open up is the Crown Plaza in Dublin. And it also confirms that the TIFCO Hotel Group is going to be the body which is providing the services. If you float down through some of the information, one of the things which stands out is that the prices are given for staying in the facility. So the rate for one adult in one room for 12 nights is €1,875. So this is one of the key objectives of the government, is that people who are going to use such facilities were going to have to pay for them. And this is the reason why the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was saying yesterday that he believes the measures will act as a deterrent against people travelling into Ireland for non-essential reasons. And obviously the opposition parties have been saying consistently that while mandatory hotel quarantine will work, it'll only work if this is for all incoming passengers rather than just the 33 designated states. And the government says, well, it may add countries to the list. But basically, we now have confirmation. Hotel mandatory quarantine starts this Friday. The bill is going to be €1,875 for people who come here. And it will be independent companies who will be effectively running the facility. That means they're going to be providing full board and accommodation. And they're also going to be providing ground transportation and security services, as well as health and well-being. And I think that's important, because in the run up to this measure, there had been some suggestion that either the Defence Forces or the Gardaí could be involved. But under the release from the Department of Health, it is the TIFCO Hotel Group who will be providing those services.
All right, Paul, and the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, will be with us a little earlier to walk us through all the detail of this new mandatory hotel quarantine and other COVID-related matters. But moving on to the Climate Action Bill, it's long promised. It's been the subject of difficult negotiations. What will be in this revised piece of legislation?
Well, I think that for many people, they have a rather jaundiced view about Ireland when it comes to carbon emissions. We've been talking about climate action plans for 20 years, Mary, and there have been a couple of key failures. There's been failure to have deadlines. There's been failure to have specific targets. There have been failures when it comes to certain sectors seemingly getting off the hook when it comes to emissions. And there's been an absence of integrated planning. And I'm around long enough to remember when the first climate change bill did come out, and that then Environment Minister Noel Dempsey was talking about how the Cabinet was all happy to sign up to it when it came to a national target, but when they had to take individual action, he said everyone politically had a reason not to sign up for the strategy. So if that's the history, the aim of this bill is to try and reverse that. So they're going to have, first thing, a long-term target, which is to become carbon neutral by 2050. The key thing here is that the language has been hardened up from the draft. It doesn't just say pursue the objective. It says pursue and achieve the objective of carbon neutrality no later than 2050. So you can see the hands of the Green Party there trying to make this as tough as possible. They also have an interim target, and that comes on the issue of 2030 targets, where they're saying these carbon budgets, these five-year plans on how we're going to reduce emissions, the second one, which in other words would be 10 years' time, should equate to a 51% reduction of emissions on the baseline of 2018. So once again, you've got a long-term target and you've got a medium target. And then the third difference, which stands out, is that they're trying to ensure that all of these carbon budgets, all of the legislation, is consistent with the objectives of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. So those are EU targets, but also international targets.
And I think
so you've got a three-pronged approach.
Okay, it would be fair to say that already, even ahead of the legislation, there is a scepticism among the opposition about this bill. What about specifics? will there be a ban on liquefied natural gas? What happens at the Shannon LNG? What about extraction licenses and special treatment for agriculture? They're just some of the issues that are being raised.
Absolutely. I mean, the opposition parties have been beating the table saying they're concerned that they don't believe enough is being done. Now, when it comes to the absolute specifics of it, we don't have the detail of that yet, but it is understood that under the plan, LNG imports are not going to be banned. The Minister for Climate Action, Eamon Ryan, is going to deal with that in separate legislation in the coming weeks. However, that is raising the alarm bells of parties like People Before Profit, who said they're absolutely furious at it. And just before coming onto the programme, they said this is a betrayal of the climate movement and science and defeats the purpose of the Greens being in government. So you can see immediately that this is going to become a battleground in which lofty objectives are going to come down to, well, what brass tacks, what exactly is written down in black and white on these issues. And I think it's going to be fairly fierce, Mary.
All right. We'll leave it there for now, Paul. Thank you very much. 18 minutes past seven.